Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Chris Hoke Show, brought to you by Globe Airport Parking. What a place that is, huh, Hoke?
Wow, they took care of me, Sarge, this week. You know, I was out west for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And I had to get down to Acrisure Stadium for some functions as an alumni, right, of the Steelers.
You and Pomp both?
Well, no, I wasn't there with Pomp. I was there with Mike Logan on this one, and I was there with Arthur Motes on another one on Sunday before the game.
Yeah.
So I had landed back in Pittsburgh at 12:45.
Yeah.
P.M. I had to be at Acrisure Stadium at 1:45 p.m. Now my plane like landed, you know, taxiing to the gate. Globe took care of me, man. I'll tell you what, Tim, the owner, and all the folks there, super great. I'd never done that before, and I went and dropped it off Tuesday before Thanksgiving. They were wonderful, dropped me off, got me there perfect on time to the airport, and then on Sunday, they took care of me. They had me ready. They were there waiting for me. They got my car to me. I was downtown by 1:30.
Wow.
15 minutes before I needed to be there. It was incredible. It was increinkling, actually.
I was just going to say, maybe
it was. And Tim took care of me. He said he was nervous too, the owner of Globe, but the whole crew was just wonderful. So, again, I know they sponsor this show, and anybody thinking about it, use Globe Parking, man, because they're professional and they are on time and they'll take care of you.
All right, Hokie. Let's start with a toughie here. A lot of your former teammates calling for the end of the Mike Tomlin era. Quite frankly, we'll get out of the chutes with this. Ben saying maybe it's time. James Harrison saying something has to be done. He said, I've never been a person who thought Coach Tomlin was a great coach. He says something needs to be done. I was surprised Ben went on the record with this. Your thoughts, just very simply, your thoughts, if this continues to go this way this season, is Mike Tomlin the right guy to coach the Steelers?
Well, if it continues to go this way, I mean, the Buffalo Bills game was about as bad as it gets. I mean, I haven't seen the Steelers play that poorly on both sides of the football in a long time. And so, of course, if they continue to play at this level, then you got to start thinking about it. In my opinion, I think it's, you know, let's see what happens the next. We're only two-thirds of the way through the season. Right.
Yeah.
We got six more. We're 6-6. So you got, five games left?
Five games.
A little over two-thirds of the way. So let's see how the rest of the season plays out, and then let's have that discussion. But I think right now, let's focus on what the team needs to do to get better. There's a lot of areas and a lot of room for improvement. And I think Coach Tomlin knows that. I think the players know that. They're not executing. People want us to talk about schematics. You just got to do your job. You guys just aren't doing their jobs, right? They're not playing with technique.
Okay, you and I have known each other now for a while and been doing the show for a while. You've said that so many weeks.
So many times.
So many times.
So it's either coaching is not, it's not getting communicated right, and it's not being comprehended, or the guys are out there just, hey, I want to go. I feel like we're in a new era. Like back when I played, Coach Cowher, when I came into the league, it was you need to be selfless, right? You need to do your job. Everybody take care of their job. Trust the next guy next to you is going to do his job. And we're going to be okay, right? It's about being selfish and not being selfish. How often did you hear Coach Cowher say, we need to be a selfless team? And it seems like times the guys aren't embracing that mentality. It's more about me. And maybe it's a change with social media. Maybe it's a change with the way people are getting paid right now. But guys, it seems like at times they're out there trying to make plays rather than just doing their job. Cam Hayward talks about it. Cam Hayward was brought up in the same mentality. You're 1/11th of that defense. And if everybody takes care of their 1/11th, you'll have a hole. And you're able to play. But people want to say scheme and all that. But let me tell you right now, there are things that, you know, if you just go out there, they're gap sound. I've watched this film. Everybody's supposed to has a gap. It's whether the guys are in the gap. And there's a lot of times when guys just aren't in their gaps. for a myriad of reasons, right? A defensive lineman, when he's moving to his left or to his right, not knowing where his eyes should be, not understanding that if you move to your right, let me give you an example. Keanu Benton, he's set up on a center, and he moves to his right. He's shooting a gap to his right, the A-gap. If that A-gap moves, if the center and guard move to his left, their right, at the same time, he can't go to the B-gap. That's his A-gap. So when I move to my right, my key is that shoulder of that guard. And if it moves, I hit that, and I stay in my A-gap. Keanu Benton routinely goes to the B-gap.
Because he's trying to make a play?
I don't know why. But if I would have done that, Starkey, I would have been on the team for 2 days. I mean, Mitch didn't play that. Mitch said, Hokey, where do you go when you shoot when you shoot to the A-gap? Where do your eyes go? To the shoulder of the guard. What happens if the guard comes? You stay in the A-gap. He's not staying in the A-gap, right? How many times did we see that one play where they kept wrapping the ball? They would start the little man zone to the Steelers' right side. The whole idea was for him to come there. Now, it wasn't – I don't believe the intention was to stay that way. They would – and then all of a sudden he would wrap back James Cook. He was looking for a crease, guys that would over-pursue, right? People want to say, well, T.J. Watt got blocked by – T.J. Watt's job is to play the C-gap. He has his hands on the tight end. He's playing inside shoulder of that tight end, head in the C-gap. He was there every time.
All right, then. All right.
Okay, the backside corner.
Right.
Has got to get upfield.
Right.
And set an edge.
Who was the backside corner on a lot
Joey
of that?
Porter.
Okay.
He made a lot of tackles, but they were 6, 7, 8 yards downfield.
Right.
Or whoever that outside corner was who had the backside contained.
Then, well, if we're going to absolve T.J., then let's start naming some other names.
But T.J.'s got to make plays. Right? I'm not going to absolve him. He's got to do what he does. He's got to make big plays. He's a game changer. He's a Troy Polamalu type player. Troy Polamalu made plays. He's got to make plays. I'm not absolving him. I'm just saying people want to say he got blocked. He's doing his job. But he's a special player.
Who else wasn't? You have Benton. You have Porter.
There's a lot of guys.
25 times. 29 times, they said.
You have these new safeties. Jalen Ramsey plays safety. Does he know where he fits in the run? Does he know what when he's the eighth defender, when he comes up and plays in the box, right? And does he know where he fits? Does he know how to play run technique? When a tight end comes to block him, does he know how to use his hands and stay low? A couple times I saw him standing flat footed straight up. He can't get off a block that way. But he used to play corner. So how do I expect him to know how to play the run in the box? Right? So you have a lot of this, right, going on. It's popcorn. It's not just one guy. Right? You have a couple of new guys in there. You have these new D linemen.
It's
stale
popcorn at this point, Hokey.
Yeah, Broderick Martin Jones and CZ Oto playing peekaboo, heading one gap, heading the other.
Limits? Do you have those guys from last year?
You know what I'm saying? People always want to say schematics because it's easy to say schematics. But people really know what that means. Schematically, they're gap sound. Guys are getting out of their gaps because they're playing bad technique or they come up. And,
Well, it's not just like media people or fans talking about schematics. You had Patrick Queen in their room two weeks ago.
I'm talking about the run. Pass is the difference. I'm talking about the run. They're gap sound up front.
Okay.
They should be able to stop the run. They got to be able to play better technique. And again, whether it's being taught correctly in the classroom and then being practiced on the practice field, and then taken to the field, to the stadium on Sunday, I don't know about that. I don't know if you guys understand. But the reality is, when I played for the Steelers, we were number one against the run for a lot of years.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't run the ball on us. I mean, I remember one time, like first down on our base defense, they averaged less than a yard a carry. Okay? But we all knew our responsibilities. I knew where I lined up. I knew when I moved what my key was. I knew what gap I had to have. And if I got out of my gap, guess what? Coach Mitchell was waiting at the front door for me the next morning in practice.
Fair to say you also had better players?
We had better players, but let's be honest. Those coaches made us better players. We knew what to, I mean, think about the guys. We had Case Hampton, first-round draft pick. Aaron Smith, fourth-round draft pick. Brett Kiesel, seventh-round draft pick.
Troy Polamalu.
I'm talking about Troy Polamalu. He was a first-round draft pick. But you talk about guys that there were other guys out there. Larry Foote was a fourth-round draft
pick. Yeah.
There's a lot of mid- to late-round draft picks that played. I was an undrafted free agent. Travis Kershke was a late-round draft pick.
No doubt.
So what I'm saying is, the reality is, do these guys know? There was one time, you come in, Patrick Wilson had a great fit as a linebacker, took on the blocker But then he got his head down, got top heavy, and he inverted the line of scrimmage, but he opened the hole vertically. James Cook went through, went for like 8-9 yards.
The Farrier pigeon was the 8th overall pick.
He was a stud.
He was a great
player. We had some of those guys, but they have those guys too on this defense. They have first-round draft picks.
Yeah.
So you get Patrick Queen, what was he?
I don't know.
I think he was a first-round draft pick.
Yeah, he was.
He has been disappointing, would you say? Patrick Queen overall as a run defender?
Here's what I think. I think he's really good when he's not blocked. But if you get a hat on him,
yeah,
he has a tough time disengaging and getting off making plays.
Yeah, he was the 28th overall pick by the Ravens a few years back. So, man, that must be tough for you guys from those teams to watch this team give up 250 yards on their home field. Hasn't been done in 50 years in Pittsburgh by a visiting team. I mean, that is incredible.
Sure. But it's fixable. It's repairable.
By a team that can't throw. Buffalo's been struggling all year.
You knew. I was down at the stadium before the game. The winds were gusty. It was blowing.
A day where you should.
You knew that neither team was going to be able to throw the football.
Right.
And the reality is that the one team that won, and that won in convincing fashion, was able to pound the football and make the other team like it. It's a tough thing is like they did what we used to do to teams when I was here. We used to pound the football down their throat and make them like it. And that's what the Bills did to us. And there was no stop. They kept running the same play over and over and over again. And, you know, a lot of times it was, you know, if guys would have just shot their hands, played with good pad level, played with good technique, got in their gap, they would have shut down that run. But it was one play, a guy would over-pursue. Another play, a guy would get reached or cut off out of his gap. Or another play, he would wrap all the way back out to the outside to the Steelers' defensive left, offensive right, and the corner got sucked in. I just think when the ball goes away and you're a defender and you're a core secondary guy, you got to get upfield and set an edge and bring the ball, put the ball, push it back inside to all your players. But if there's no edge, that's the worst thing as a defense, to have no edge set in the run game. And it happened routinely.
Did Cam play well? He could have.
Cam gets doubled a lot.
He does?
Yeah. And again, when people run the ball in that play, he's the front side guy. So how many times I see him shoot his hands, he's low, he's in his gap, James Cook would just wrap the ball back to the other side.
What about Y.A. Black? He's playing like Y.A.
Tittle. So I thought Y.A. was very inconsistent.
Yeah.
But you're going to get that from a young guy.
Yeah.
He made a lot of good plays. He had 9 tackles in this game. But there were times when he got out of his gap. That's going to happen with young players. That's going to happen with everybody. It's going to happen from time to time. But what I'm saying is it just happens every single play, up to the tune of 249
every
yards.
Every single play.
Somebody. But I think Y.A. Black, I think for a young guy,
yeah,
sixth round draft pick?
Something like that.
I thought he played pretty dang good, and I think that he's got a good future here. Derek Harmon, it's tough when you say, well, Derek Harmon was out. He's a rookie, right?
Yeah.
But I think they got some guys in there that they've had to bring in to replace some of these starters because of injuries. They've really had to dig deep into their bag, and some of these guys just are below the line.
Super Bowl champion Chris Hoke delivering incredible analysis here. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's 11:23 time, brought to you by Gina Giampietro of Remax Select Realty. All right, other side of the ball, equally disastrous. Let's start with Aaron Rodgers. He's in the pistol. He's unable to hand the ball off with his left hand. He's pitching balls out. What did you think of that debacle?
Well, I think it's tough because one of the big parts of the game of Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he has an incredible fake package when he fakes the handoff and play action, which pulls the linebackers up, which opens up the middle of the field, which opens up the zones. And he's unable to do that. People aren't tricked by him being a pistol or shotgun, right? Knowing that he's limited. And he can really only hand it off really well to his left, a defensive right. And so it takes away the element of surprise, the element of maybe a questioning what it's going to be, play action, or it's going to be a run or a pass. He's under a lot of pressure, Joe. I mean, listen, in this game, that's part of the issue is that, you know, he's getting hit a lot. He's getting moved around. How many times have we seen him yell at the O-line? You know, a lot, you know, too much. And in this game, that play where he got hit by Joey Bosa, and it was picked up by Benard, what's his name? Benford.
Yeah.
They take him back for a touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, you had Bosa shot inside. McCormick stepped out, right guard, to pick him up. McCormick did a good job pushing him deep. But what happened was that penetration, now all of a sudden Aaron Metcalf was open on the right side. All he had to do was lob the ball over the Bishop was the defender. His head, he was open and throw it to the sideline. But Aaron couldn't see him because now Aaron's scooting around the pocket looking for running for his life, right? And so I just remember being in pregame meetings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Saturday night before the game and hearing coaches say, offensive line, create a good pocket, a pocket that a quarterback can step up into. If a quarterback cannot step up into the pocket and deliver the ball, the ball's going to be errant. They're not going to be on point. They're not going to be able to fit them in the right front shirt pocket, right? Like we're used to seeing, right? Even Mason Rudolph threw that ill-advised throw. He threw it in a triple coverage. I don't know why he threw the ball, that one ball to Darnell Washington, that interception. But the play before that, we threw the ball in the dirt. He threw it flat-footed because he couldn't step into the throw, right? It's much harder to throw the ball over the middle of the field when you can't step up into the pocket and drive the ball down the field. There's more opportunity to make mistakes and turn the ball over. So if you can't do that, you're just gonna check it down and throw it out to the hashes and the sidelines.
Well, let me ask you this. This is what I asked the Cabalian Mongoose yesterday, Mark Cabali. All things the same this week. Everybody's in the same shape they were. Aaron is whatever percent he's at. Does Mason Rudolph healthy give them a better chance to win than this version of Rodgers in Baltimore?
I think so.
So did he. He thought so too.
Yeah, I think so. And listen, I know I've been a supporter of Mason Rudolph, and I thought he played well enough to win 2 weeks ago. And just defensively, you know, just we didn't get it done. I think that Mason, you know, the pick that he threw in the game 2 weeks ago, DK's got to go up and get knock that ball down. When I was playing, I remember Coach Carey used to always say when I was a young guy, when the ball goes in the air, only three things can happen. Completion, pass interference, or incomplete pass. Not interception. And how many times have we seen the ball being intercepted when the ball's gone to DK Metcalf when it's been a compact catch? He's lost most of those. He's a $150 million receiver. Go up and get the ball, take it out of the high point it and get the ball, or make sure at least it's an incomplete pass or you get pass interference. Don't let somebody intercept that ball. That's a cardinal sin. And so I just remember hearing that, and that was embedded in my brain. I wasn't even a DB, right, mm-hmm. or receiver. I was a defensive lineman, but I remember that. Ball goes in the air. It's either a completed catch, it's an incomplete pass, or pass interference. There's no such thing as an interception. Go out and get the ball or knock it down. But what I'm saying, I think Mason played well enough in that game to win. Did he play perfect? No. I think he played a little more conservative than we were used to seeing Mason play. But the reality is, I think right now where Aaron is, and he took that shot to the nose, I mean, it just seems like he's struggling to really sit in that pocket and drive the ball down the field. He hasn't completed a ball over 20 yards since, what, in six, 7 weeks?
They haven't completed a pass that travels 20 yards in the air in over a calendar month. between him and Mason.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah. Or I think it's a combination of just kind of them checking them all down and being careful, and they have the first read out there checking it down. But I just think, yeah, they're not giving up a lot of sacks, but they're under a lot of pressure, right? The pocket's collapsing pretty quickly.
For sure. Mr. P, did you have a question?
Well, Kabali, when you brought him up, I thought it was funny. He actually submitted a question for Hokie.
Did he?
Yeah, how about
that? Let's hear it.
He said, ask Hoke about the defense that he was on that allowed one 100-yard rusher in something like 600 games, and this group giving up 5 in their past 13 games. He has to be mortified, Kabali says.
When we talk about
when we had
Super Bowl 40, we had the reunion a few weeks back, a month ago, we talked about it. It's just, you know, we can't, it's hard for us to watch, right? I remember Limits getting knocked off the ball one time in a game and not sleeping that night, worried about what Mitch was going to say to me, because we knew Mitch was going to be waiting for me at that door of the south side, waiting for me to come in for breakfast in the morning. Mm. Hokie, get your pad level down. I mean, that's how it was, right? I wouldn't sleep all night because I knew there was one play I got knocked off the ball. If I made a mistake, this seems like routinely the line of scrimmage is getting inverted and they're going backwards. And so that's tough for us to watch. This game is meant to be violent. And are we seeing violence? You answer that question. You can answer that question. I don't know if we're seeing violent play. That was kind of the personality and the identity of the big nasty D.
I saw Vrabel say that the other day when they knocked Jackson Dart out of bounds.
Yeah.
He said, listen, on gadget plays or quarterback runs like that, sometimes violence is the best option.
Yeah,
like,
guess what?
It's not Jackson, about scheme.
Jackson Dart is going to think twice next time he's running down the sideline.
Yeah.
He's going to get out.
If he thinks so.
Somebody needs to go to Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes kind of goes to the sideline and nobody wants to hit him. And so he kind of tiptoes down for about 5 more yards. Somebody puts their right L on him and lights him up. He ain't doing that again.
Wonder Twin, do we have the little clip that was heard around the world between Doran and Kabali on Will Howard being elevated? This one got hundreds of thousands of listens. This was Kabali, and you'll hear Doran. They have very different opinions on Mason Rudolph, as do you and I, Hokie. But Kabali agrees with you that Rudolph would give them a better chance right now. Doran does not share that. In fact, listen to what Doran said.
We might be getting ahead of ourselves.
Oh, wait. Can you hear this?
Because there is a guy.
Hold on. He doesn't have headphones on.
No, go ahead. I can hear. Go ahead.
You can? All right. Start at the beginning. I'm sorry.
We might be getting ahead of ourselves. Because there is a guy from Ohio State still sitting there waiting to get active.
I'm sorry. I can't. I'm not doing that right now.
You talking about putting somebody in a bad situation. The guy's been ready for a month now.
He's a 6th-round pick.
Right. Get him out there and let him throw the ball around a little bit.
Who cares?
That's the last thing I'm thinking about right now.
Well, getting
Will Howard
ass.
Reps.
I know.
I'm trying to win ball games right now.
I'm not talking about reps. I'm like, put him in his uniform and say, we did this for the past 20 years of have 3 quarterbacks active. Why all of a sudden we only have 2 quarterbacks active? I want if Aaron Rodgers does not come back next year, to have Will Howard at least feeling good about himself of getting a opportunity to compete.
He's not. He's a 6th-round pick, and the chance of him being a Pittsburgh Steelers starting quarterback at any point in the future was destroyed when he didn't play in the preseason. You ain't waiting around to see. Who cares, Will Howard?
I would definitely put it this way. I would definitely activate him and get him out there. I'm not saying play him or anything like that. He can just put him as the 3rd emergency quarterback. What's wrong with that?
I guess there is nothing wrong with it, but I just haven't thought about it.
You come next year, you got Aaron Rodgers will be 42 if he comes back. You got Mason Rudolph will be in his final of the year. You got Will Howard, who has not played one snap of his career. And say the quarterback situation of I'm drafting the quarterback in the 1st round does not pan out because something happens and somebody else is available. Then where are you at?
Do you agree with that? Chris, and what the part we didn't hear was Doran jumped in and said he thought that Howard should be elevated.
I'm with Adam Crowley.
Over Rudolph right now.
Here's the reality. You're going to throw Will Howard in there. Didn't take one preseason snap.
I'm not, no.
Not no, me. I'm saying you generally.
Yeah.
Hasn't taken one preseason snap. Think about that for a second. He hasn't even played against 3rd-string guys. And you're going to put him out there against a Roquan Smith? You're going to put him out there against Marlon Humphreys and Kyle
Hamilton,
all pros? I mean, yeah, he played at Ohio State, but give me a break. This guy hasn't done anything, and we're just going to anoint him. That's the definition of anointing a guy from what he did at Ohio State. Okay? We're not 2-10. We're 6-6. Yeah, we're struggling. We're not playing good football. We are tied for first in the division. We still have a chance to go to the playoffs, and you want to throw a rookie in there that's done nothing to prove that he can play at this level?
He said elevated to number two behind Rodgers. Ahead of Rudolph.
What has he done? Tell me what he's done to show you that he could play at this level.
I said not me. That was
Doran's opinion. Or anybody. Tell me what he's done. That's the definition of anointing someone the job and not having them earn it. He's done nothing. I mean, there's nothing against Will Howard. What I hear, he's an incredible guy, incredible talent, and John Gruden loves him, blah, blah, blah. But you've got to show me on the field when the lights come on that you could play at this level, and it starts in training camp. It starts in the preseason going against second, third team guys. Okay, I can do it against those guys. Let me see how you can do it against the first team. Not let me throw you in when we're in the middle of a division race and we're still tied, but we're losing on a tiebreaker. But really, we're still in the hunt. We control our own destiny to get to the playoffs.
I think the thinking would be there that Mason has lost the job rather than Will Howard has won it.
I don't agree with that.
I know you don't.
I don't agree with that. I think Mason, has played well enough, and I think could he have played better last year? Sure, he could have played better. But did he play good enough to win? Absolutely, he played good enough to win. Right?
Chicago game?
Yeah, I think he played good enough to win.
I disagree.
That's okay. That's why we're on here together. I agree.
I thought he made all the short throws, okay. But I thought a lot of quarterbacks could make those.
He missed
on
some of those deep throws.
Well, that's the game.
Yeah, no, there's no question. But what I'm saying is they were never – I mean – he gave them opportunities to win. And I don't think that he played bad enough for them to lose. I think that defensively they struggled.
No right? doubt.
This defense has let this team down. Let's be honest.
That's what it's built around.
They have not played up to the reputation.
Yep.
The A players have not played A ball. The B players have not played B ball. That's just a fact. And I'm not being critical. I'm not being tactless. That's the facts, and you turn on the film, and they'll tell you that. I don't think anybody's played up to their level consistently this year. Consistently.
Has T.J. Watt lost a step?
I don't know if he's lost a step. It just seems like T.J., is not getting around that edge like we're used to seeing him. He's getting doubled at times, but he's being single-teamed a lot in the past game. What made him very dangerous was he had a very, very nasty inside swim move. I don't think I've seen that this year. I've seen a lot of spin moves.
I wonder why.
He would get off the ball, he'd get upfield, and then that third step, so it would be right, left, right, left. And when that left third step hit the ground, he made a decisive decision that I've seen in the past. I haven't seen it this year, really, where that tackle, if you overcommitted outside, he would jump swim inside. I know you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
If that tackle sat inside, he would then accelerate around the corner, and he'd do the ghost dip, right, or something like that. I'm not seeing the inside move, and that's what made him so dangerous was the indecision that tackle had. Okay, if I overshoot this, he's coming inside. If I sit on this, then he's going to beat me around the edge. And the indecisiveness of the tackle is what made him. But I haven't seen that inside move. I've seen a lot of spinning. And spinning's not as effective as that because you can swim inside real quick and accelerate and get to the quarterback. The spin's a little more difficult unless you're Dwight Freeney, and then you do it.
Yeah. Well, Hokie, let's get to this game coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. that content's solid, the audience is growing, but the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. And it's cloudy today with a high of Franco Harris, 32, a low of 16. Adam Thielen, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Hokey, do you think Adam Thielen helps the cause here? And what? How will you remember the Darius Slay era?
An experiment that didn't come to fruition. Didn't work out.
Yeah.
I think the wheels fell off. I think he just, you know, it was all pro player, really, really, really good player for a lot of years, just came here and just didn't have it anymore. No more gas in the tank. And it showed.
So, of course, the Bills pick him up.
Yeah, we'll see what he does, though. We'll see. Bills pick him up. They lose. They don't.
He's an improvement for them. Their secondary stinks.
And if they don't, they just cut him.
Yeah.
Right? But I do think that Adam Thielen, you know, hopefully he can come out here. Here's the thing: I think that Aaron Rodgers is a timing guy. He's a trust guy.
Yeah.
So he's a guy where he wants to be able to trust that a receiver is going to be in the spot he's supposed to be, and Aaron's going to put the ball there. Think about what happened in the second half with Jonnu Smith when he gave an audible and Jonnu broke out and didn't break in, and he threw the ball. I mean, people want to talk about that's part of the reason why he's not throwing the ball down the middle of the field. That was down the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And he ran. So Aaron Rodgers, to throw the ball in traffic, to throw the ball that it could be an interceptable ball, has to trust that his receivers are going to be there. Could there be a lack of trust? I think it's feasible. I think that that's something that could be a problem. Does he know that his receivers are going to be where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there? And that's part of the reason why he's not throwing the ball into traffic or throwing the ball in the middle of the field where there is a higher chance of turnovers, right? So it's easier to check it down because if I throw it there, I don't know if he's going to be where he's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Is that happening more than we think?
Could be. I mean, if you hear some guys like Asante Samuel Sr.,
yeah,
he said that this week that nobody's open and Metcalf's not even open.
Yeah.
But what about the Ravens? What do you see on film when you're what is wrong with their offense?
They're almost a mirror image of the Steelers.
Yeah.
Very inconsistent. They play good 1 week. They play bad 1 week. They play good 1 week. They play bad 2 weeks. Last week was ugly. I mean, they had 5 turnovers in the game.
Yeah.
They had a touchdown by Zay Flowers turned over because of a pass in OPI. They had Isaiah Likely run down the Ravens should have won that game. I mean, but my gosh, the Bengals ran away with it. The Bengals played inspired football, too, because I think when Joe Burrow's out there, the defense plays a little more inspired.
That's what Bob thinks, yeah.
I think they played a little bit better. But I do think Isaiah Likely fumbled that ball. It should have been a touchdown, but he fumbled it at the half-yard line and went out and was a touchback. They made a lot of dumb mistakes. And so I think they're just, you know, they can't get out of their own way. Offensively, they're having a tough time protecting Lamar Jackson. He's under pressure more than he's used to. So I think he's running and he's worried about getting hit, so then he's not looking downfield and his throws are more errant than I've seen him in the past. Mm. And there's a lot of things here that are going on. Defensively, I think that they're getting beat at the line of scrimmage like the Steelers. The Steelers, if you can't win the line of scrimmage consistently, you have a tough time winning.
All right, I wanted to ask you this. I forgot, but now I remembered. Steelers outscored 23-0 in the second half against Buffalo. Green Bay had 28. Seattle outscored them, even in games they've won. Cincinnati outscored them in the game they lost at Cincy. The second halves have been nightmares. How much is this game about adjustments as the game goes along? And is there such a thing as second half adjustments?
It's being overplayed.
Okay.
I think the adjustment factor. I mean, listen, my experience, and I think I said this on on the post-game show with Pomp on KDK on Sunday.
Yeah.
Is this. We go in the locker room. You have a couple minutes. The coaches all meet in the coaches' room, defensive coaches, offensive coaches. Now, I've never been part of an offensive halftime meeting. I'm telling you from Dickie LeBeau, right? Even Tim Lewis, first couple of years of my NFL career. The coaches meet. Then they come out. We're all sitting there in our chairs, kind of like an auditorium kind of thing. I got like rows and sitting in there. They have the old school, when you put the sheets on there, you draw on it. What's it called? Overhead.
Yeah.
The screen, right? And Coach LeBeau comes, he kind of recaps real quick the first half. And he says, listen, on this defense, on this blitz, this is what's happening. And a lot of times it's talking to the DBs, right? Hey, hand this guy off, or hey, this guy's come and be ready. And then he'll say, listen, they're running this, 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 and this. We're going to counter. We're going to come back with this blitz. We're going to come back with this blitz. So be ready to run this blitz, right? Little small adjustments. They're not going out there rewriting defenses. They're making little adjustments. Hey, make sure, look out for this. Hey, remember, on the backside, they keep running the same play. Corner, get upfield. Bring the ball back inside to all your players.
But still something that could make a difference,
but it's,
right?
But it's just little, and then there's a lot of reminders. But it's not like they're recreating the wheel.
Yeah.
A lot of it's just, hey, reminding you to do your job. And I'm not saying it's not. That happened when Tomlin was there, right? But for some reason, they're coming out. I think the Steelers have led at halftime six games this season. I think
there's four teams in the NFL that have led at least once in every game.
They're one of them. But I think it's the six games, I think I read, where the Steelers are winning at halftime, and they're getting the ball at the start of the third. Now, it's always was beaten. There's things that I remember in my sleep. Like I can recite to you that was beating my head for 11 years. And one of those things was you start fast, you finish strong. You start the game fast, the first drive of the game, and you finish the game in the fourth quarter. You start the half, and you finish strong. That first drive of that third quarter is one of the most important drives of the game. The Steelers have come into the half, out of the half with the lead six times. Four times of those six, they've punted the ball. And two of those times they had a fumble return for touchdown and a pick return for touchdown.
Wow.
So that important drive of a game that sets the tone for the rest of that half. You saw what happened. He got sacked, fumble, first play of the game. Benford takes it back for touchdown. That set the tone. I lost my mind. Bills ran away with the game.
Right.
They ran away with the game.
It felt like game over.
Yeah.
Give me a score, Hokie. We have to run here.
I think the Ravens are going to win this game. I think the Ravens are going to win. I think they're going to win by a touchdown. I think it's going to be 24-17 Ravens. I think the Steelers will win the one when they come back here to Pittsburgh. Hopefully it won't be too far away, but I think the Steelers are going to struggle to win out there. They're both embarrassed after last week's loss. I think that Lamar Jackson is going to come through, and they're going to have a tough time stopping that run game. When you have a two-headed monster with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, people want to say Derrick Henry's not. Let me tell you right now, I would take this Derrick Henry over any running back we have on our team right now. I'd take this Derrick Henry over most running backs in the NFL right now, because he's still averaging, what's he averaging? We're four. Man, Derrick Henry right now is averaging 4.7 yards a carry. That's a down year. I'll take that any day of the week.
Right.
4.7 yards, 931 yards after 12 games?
Come on, Hokie.
Wouldn't you take him?
Of course.
100%. Last week, he had caught the ball. He's not known as a pass catcher. Caught the ball in the middle of the field. Took it for like 40. He had like a 20-plus yard touchdown run last week. What do you mean? He's not? I'll take this version any day of the week.
Thank you, Hokie. You're among the finest men who has ever lived. We'll see you next week.
See you next week, brother. Always good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up.
You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.